So this is a worldwide problem. There is no right answer. We are going to deal with lots of different controversies within breast cancer today. We could spend 5 days on these things. We're going to rock through it all day long. And actually, we're going to continue the issue of adjuvant trastuzumab. Mark?
So this topic that I've been assigned is breast cancers that are HER2 positive should be subjected to assays to TOPO2, which should be used to select adjuvant chemotherapy regimens to combine with trastuzumab, specifically whether to include an anthracycline, agree, disagree, or in between. So first of all, I want to remark that the TOPO2 data from the BCRG006 is retrospective in nature. It's a subset analysis. It's a subset analysis of an interim analysis of the efficacy data. Ergo, all of the data should be considered exploratory in nature and hypothesis-generating data. So in terms of clinical practice, I think you have to understand the caveats and limitations of the data set before you make any decisions about its applicability to general clinical practice. So the story started with Hai Musa's publication back in the mid-90s of a CLGB trial looking at different doses of doxorubicin-containing adjuvant anthracyclines. And as you know, in the patients with elevated HER2 expression, there was a dose effect of the different doses of doxorubicin, whereas in the non-HER2-expressing subset, there was no such effect, suggesting that HER2-positive patients uniquely benefit from adjuvant anthracyclines. And this is what really started the whole dogma in clinical practice, that HER2-positive patients uniquely benefit somehow from anthracyclines. And this is why clinicians started using HER2 as a marker for prediction for responsiveness to doxorubicin. But the question from a research point of view is it really HER2 that's driving this phenotype, or is it something else? So we talked to Giovanni Pauletti at UCLA, who was then mapping the HER2 amplicon, and he and others pointed out to us that the topoisomerase 2 gene is in close physical proximity to the HER2 gene on the long arm of chromosome 17, and that on occasion it is co-amplified along with the HER2 gene, and inasmuch as topo2 alpha is the target for the anthracycline antibiotics, perhaps this is what's driving the sensitivity phenotype to doxorubicin rather than HER2 itself. A number of groups have tested this hypothesis in clinical trials, particularly in neoadjuvant clinical trials. You can measure TOPO2 either using FISH or you can look at corresponding overexpression when the gene is amplified. There is typically upregulation of the protein product, similar to the HER2 story.